Thank you, Brandon, for leading those powerful songs tonight, and we are certainly grateful for the presence of each one. We welcome you here to our Sunday evening service, and if you happen to be visiting with us tonight, I want to tell you how much we appreciate your presence. Thank you so much for being here this evening. We are usually willing to do things if there's something in it for us. Other times we may be willing to do something if we are curious about it. The question that I want to present to us tonight is just what are we willing to do? Are we willing to answer God's call? The prophet Isaiah received a vision of God in chapter 6. It is a powerful passage, and the question raised by the Lord, I believe, is a question of willingness. As God's people, we need to be willing to go when God calls us. So let's read together Isaiah chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the threshold trembled at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filling with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here am I. Send me." I want us to consider three questions from this text. Number one, are we willing to recognize the call of God? Notice the prophet's confession in verse 5 of chapter 6. Then I said, "Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." So when confronted with God's holiness, Isaiah was very much aware of his sinfulness. "Woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips." But next, his consecration. Verses 6 and 7, then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven." So the prophet experienced God's forgiveness. He experienced God's cleansing. And then finally, we see his commission. Verse 8, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here am I, send me." The Lord needed someone to go, and the prophet responded in a very positive way, "Here am I, send me." Number two, are we willing to hear the call of God? God calls us to be holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 14, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which was yours in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior. Because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. So God calls us to be holy, to be distinct, to be different, to be people who are truly dedicated to God. But God also calls us to be salt and light. Matthew 5, a familiar passage from the Sermon on the Mount. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So called to be holy, but also called to be salt and to be light in the world. And I've always thought, what a tremendous compliment that Jesus paid here to his disciples. You disciples of mine, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. He had just shared with them those beatitudes, those qualities of what a disciple is all about. And it's you people who are poor in spirit and who are meek and who mourn and who are peacemakers and who long for God's righteousness. You are the people who are to go out there and to be the salt of the earth and to be the light of the world. I think it's quite a compliment, but I also believe it is quite a challenge for us. But then God also calls us to be disciples. Matthew 28, and Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So we're called to be disciples, but we're called to go out there and make disciples as well. And that's part of Jesus' great commission here. All authority, and the alls in this passage are very interesting. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe what? All that I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you. I'll have to really squeeze this one in. I'm with you always, even to the close of the age, even to the end of the age. Let's see, I was trying to remember. Keith is here back there tonight. Keith, I think it was your mom who told me that the reason she did not fly is because Jesus said, lo, I am with you always, even to the close of the age. And I said, well, I think that is L-O. No, that is lo. I am with you always. So that's where he's going to be with me if I stay lo. But I think the main thing is the promise that he is going to be with us. And so as we are called to be disciples, and as we're called to go out there and make disciples, I think one of the wonderful things that we must not forget, because sometimes we have some fear. I'm not sure if I know enough, or I'm not sure if I can really go out there and share that good news. But hold on to that promise. What did Jesus say? You go out there and make disciples of all the nations. You baptize them. You teach them to observe everything that I commanded you. But remember, I am going to be with you. You're not going out there alone. We have the promise of his presence with us. And then, number three, are we willing to answer the call of God? What about Moses? Exodus 3, therefore come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt. So Moses, who am I? But I think it was interesting when God said, you tell them I am sent you. So it's not so much who am I, but it's who the great I am is. And I think that's what he was trying to assure Moses. And I think there were several things that he did to try to encourage Moses that, yes, you are the man to go out there and do that. What about Jonah? Jonah 1, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So went down to Joppa, found a ship which was going to Tarshish, paid the fare, went down into it with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So here Jonah is trying to run away from God, going in the opposite direction from what God had told him to do. What about Isaiah? Verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here am I. Send me. And I think sometimes we are more concerned about the reasons. Here am I, but here are my reasons why you don't need to send me. But I do like the positive spirit of Isaiah. Who will go for us? Whom shall I send? God, here am I. Send me. And that's the kind of spirit that I pray that all of us will have as we are challenged at times to go out there and to make a difference in our community for the cause of Christ. But God wants us to willingly serve Him. And He is still calling us today. And I've suggested from this passage in Isaiah chapter 6 that we recognize His call, that we listen to it, and that we answer that call. Deuteronomy chapter 12, or Deuteronomy chapter 10, beginning at verse 12. Now Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways and love Him and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and to keep the Lord's commandments and His statutes which I am commanding you today for your good. Well, I think that passage lets us know about some of the things that God requires of us. We are to fear the Lord our God. Have the utmost reverence and respect for our God. We are to walk in all of His ways. We are to love Him, and then we are to serve Him. How? With all of our heart and with all of our soul. Who will go for us? I would love to hear resounding from all of you out there, here am I, send me. And God can use you, and He will use you in a powerful way to go out there and make a difference in our world. If you need to respond to God's call to become a child of God tonight, we encourage you to do that. If you have never obeyed the gospel through faith, repentance, baptism, that we're baptized into Christ, where we receive the forgiveness of our sins, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Lord then adds us to His spiritual body, the church, and then we become that disciple of His. We become that child of His that is going to go out there and make a difference in our world. And so if that's something that you need to do tonight, I pray that you will answer God's call to become a Christian. If you need to get right with God, if you need the prayers of your brothers and sisters in Christ, Please know that we're here to pray with you and to pray for you. If that's what you need to do, then I pray that you will answer God's call for you to come back and get right with Him right now. If we can help anyone tonight, would you please let us know as we stand together and sing.